From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term.
The narrow missions assigned to our forces will not change. They remain focused on supporting Afghan forces and going after terrorists.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country, despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcot has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary. In the official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein presented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers.
The inquiry has not expressed a view on whether military action was legal. That could, of course, only be resolved by a properly constituted and internationally recognized court. We have, however, concluded that the circumstances in which it was decided that there was a legal basis for UK military action were far from satisfactory.
Chilcot blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Attorney General Loretta Lynch met with Comey Wednesday, and she says she'll abide by the FBI recommendations. This is VOA News.